Dis vir ons 'n groot voorreg om die Joubert gesin aan julle voor te stel vandag. So, Sofia en Nicola. En waar is die almal wat wil saam bid en as die familie, ons wil net welkom aan die Joubert familie en Tia se ma ook sê en julle al die vriende wat saamgekom het vandag, dis regtig lekker om julle almal hier te hê. En as julle wil kom saam bid, is julle welkom of as julle net wil vir ondersteuning hier wil kom staan, want ek dink seker julle moet baie ondersteuning gee met hierdie twee dogtertjies in die prinsessies in die huis. Kom soms in die middel hierso en dan die wat saam met my gaan kom bid ook. Dankie Anne-Marie, as daar nog iemand is wat wil kom saam bid, sal ek het waardeer. Ja, vir ons om gewoonlik is dit 'n baba, maar om babas aan die Here toe te wy. Kom ons net voor die Here en sê Here, u genade is genoeg. In my swakheid kan u sterk wees, want ek seker met twee het jy regtig God se genade nodig om net aan die gang te bly. Maar as Tia en Eugene kom hulle net voor die Here om te sê, Here, hierdie kinders kan ons nie sonder u groot maak nie. En ons kom gee hierdie kinders aan u en ons verklaar in geloof dat Here dit u kinders is. En soos wat Abraham vir Isak op die altaar kom neersit, is dit amper soos hulle kom sit hulle kinders op die altaar neer en sê, Here, in u wee wil ons hulle groot maak. En ons as gemeente kom staan om hulle en ons kom sê, ons kom ondersteun julle, ons gaan vir julle bid, ons gaan vir julle bid, ons gaan probeer help waar ons kan en ons gaan julle probeer ondersteun in alles wat ons kan en dit is die belofte wat ons voor die Here kom maak vanoggend. Eugene wil graag net sy getuienis gee.
Good morning, church. It's really a privilege this morning to just present to you our two little babies and to share with you our testimony of just how they came to our lives and how the Lord just, how He just was with us all the time and helped us. And so, me and Tia really want a lot of children. Then you would think, okay, we want about three or two or three or whatever, but we actually want like more to four to six children. And this one day, Tia was in really a lot of pain and we went to the doctor and the doctor diagnosed her with endometriosis. And what happened was after the second operation, the doctor basically told us, listen, you have to start sooner than later to try to have children because you don't know how long it will take with endometriosis. And basically endometriosis works like this, is if you can only cure it either by praying or by getting pregnant. And so it basically happened like that and then nothing happened for us and nothing happened. And you start to wonder what's going on and why is God not doing this? And you sometimes start to get worried and frustrated and you see other people getting pregnant. And you think, well, sure, what's happening? Yeah, and you even see people getting pregnant who don't want children. And you don't know what God's plan is, but we trusted Him. And one evening when we were very sad and disappointed, we were sitting in our room and we were crying a little bit together about this and we just remembered the story of Paul in prison and how they prayed and how there was just this how the breakthrough for them and how the doors opened. And we decided to just worship God in that moment. And it wasn't easy for us. It didn't come naturally, but it was honest. And we sang to the Lord and we worshiped Him and we cried a little bit more. And then basically what happened was the next day we found out we were pregnant. And yeah, again, many people I think it's weird, but we actually asked for two for the first time. So when people, family and friends prayed for us, they would start praying for one. And we said, no, pray for two, please. And they like laugh. And then in the end, they would say, okay. They would say, see, we were serious. And they pray for two. And then when the doctor did the first scan and he said, Eugene, you must sit down. I have to tell you something. I said, yes, this is because there's two, right? And he said, yes, there's two. And we just praise God for what He did in our lives. And so our next challenge happened when our babies, due to complications, they had to be born 2 months and 1 week early. And they were really in a critical condition, especially Nicola. She, her lungs were just deteriorating from day one. And the first two things that you have to look out for was the lungs and then the digestive system. And the lungs were just deteriorating so much so that the pediatrician was actually crying at times because nothing was working and nothing was happening. And you just stand there next to the beds and you can do nothing for them. If you touch them, then their vitals dropped. Nicola especially, if you just spoke loudly next to her or something, if you just touched her, her vitals will drop and you feel like totally helpless. You can't do nothing. You can just pray to God. You can just say, God, this is in your hands and I trust you. So basically, the one thing that we did is we decided we, because there's so many people coming in there and working with them, and they identified the babies by, this is the baby who's struggling with the lungs, and this is the one struggling with our digestive system, and this is a small one, and this is the that one. And we decided we wanted to clarify their identity before the people. So it's we made little nameplates for them. It said, Nicola Elizabeth Hubert, and it means victory and God's promise. And then there was a Bible verse, and we stuck it on our bed. And the other one was Sophia Anin Hubert, and it means wisdom, powerful, and complete. And then there was a Bible verse. And it just helped us a lot. If people came in there, they saw this is who the baby is that they're working with. It's not the baby that's struggling with the lungs or the this or the that. It's God's baby, and he's in charge, and they will know that he's in charge, and he's working with us. And so there's a lot of things that happened. At times when we were really felt helpless, we worshipped again. We went back to our previous testimony that God made breakthroughs for us, and that one song that really made changes in our lives was "All of my life, in every season, you are still God. I have a reason to sing. I have a reason to worship." And it's tough to sing it when they stick a needle that's this big into a foot that's this big, and the baby cries, and then they cry and they cry, and you sing there, "All of my life and every season, you are still God. I have a reason to worship. I have a reason to worship." You know, and it's really tough, but I really feel it made a difference for us. It really strengthened us. And so the point is that in the end, it was really a tough time for us, but how much more valuable is the faith that we gained in this time and the strength that we gained in this time? So sometimes you make all the plans that you want. You lie awake at night and you worry about things. You make all the lists and it doesn't work out that way. And then what do you do when you're in that tough time? You can either run away from God or you can just say, "God, I don't know why this is happening or why it's like this, but I trust you and you are going to make the breakthroughs." And God made miracles happen like this. One night, the Nicola had a heart scan. They saw the one artery was still open that bypasses the lungs, and they said, well, they're going to give her a medicine, and they think it might close a little bit. And if it doesn't close a little bit, they will have to do an operation. Otherwise, they'll give her more medicine until it closes. And we said, well, we trust for full closing of the artery. And we prayed for that. And the next morning, the doctor was really surprised. He said, "Wow, the artery is totally closed." And we were like, "Yes, amen, Lord, thank you." And God just supported us like that all the time. He never left us. He never... he always supported us through friends and family. I can almost say that half the church that's sitting here was actively at some point involved in praying for us or supporting us. And we can really praise God for that. He's really a great God, and he really made an amazing thing happen in our lives. And I would just like to just also then start praying for them. Father God, yes, Lord, I just praise you, Lord, for Nicola. Thank you, Lord, that she's the victory, yeah, Lord, the victory of that Jesus had, Lord, over sin, and she's the promise, Lord, God's promise. Father God, Lord, I pray, Lord, for Sophia, Lord, and she will be the wisdom, she will be powerful and complete, Lord, like she is already, Lord. And Lord, thank you, Lord, that she's so awake and she's so happy, Lord, and Nicola is always so happy and smiling, Lord, and thank you for these two little miracles that's in our lives. Father God, I pray, Lord, that you will remind us, Lord, to often share our testimonies with them, Lord. The things that you did in our lives. Help us, Lord, to teach them the fear of the Lord. Lord, I pray that they will seek you and they will never walk far from you, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray that, Lord.
I just, in praying for them, I found Psalm 103, verse 17 and 18. It says, "But the mercies of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those who remember his commandments to do them." And I just feel like, yeah, there's really a generational blessing that the Lord has released. I can't stop crying thinking of them this morning. And it's not just for you, Eugene and Tia, but it's for the girls. It's for the whole lot of children. But it's also for their children and their children's children. And then the other thing that I felt was that they are quite different. So they although they're twins and the Lord has given them specifically to you as a pair, and that there will be an intersection in their ministry, they're very, very different. I don't know them as girls, but I get the sense that Sophia may be more pastoral, and that she may be someone who draws. There's an anointing to reconcile and to really kind of bring in the lost. And you guys have to prepare yourselves. Your house is going to have lots of parties, and but it's because their hearts are going to be for people. And Nicola is going to be more kind of like, likes the limelight, likes the shine. Sophia perhaps a bit quieter, but the two of them together are really going to bring people to know the Lord. So I just want to pray for them. Lord, I thank you for these girls. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you ordained them, Lord God, to be sisters together, Lord, in the time of their generation, Lord God. And thank you that we can pray the blood of Jesus over them, Lord. Thank you for the separate calling and anointing that you've given each of them, Lord. And thank you for the synergy that there is, Lord, of their callings together, Lord God. And we just receive them into our community, Lord. We promise to care for them, Lord Jesus. We promise to pray for them, Lord. And we bless them, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, that you've prepared a path for them in Jesus' name.
I just felt the Lord said, you will make a way where there seems to be no way. And you already did, and you will continue that throughout your life. So I just want to pray for you. Father, we just honor you for this blessing that you gave Eugene and Tia, Lord. And we just honor you for the miracles that you've already performed, Lord, and that you made a way where there seemed to be no way, Lord. And we just ask that you will continue that in their lives, Lord. We bless them as a family, Lord, and we just pray that you will walk every step with them, Lord, and that you will prepare the way where there sometimes seem to be no way. Thank you, Jesus.
I would also just like to pray with you. Dear God, thank you that we know that you are the God of gods, the Lord of lords, and the King of kings. Thank you, Lord, that we have the authority to speak things into life, that we have the authority to speak things on earth, and it will be so in heaven. And we just come this morning and we speak life over the twins. We speak health and we speak favor. Thank you, Lord, that the fact that they can stand here in front of us this morning is a miracle in itself. And we just pray that your peace that transcends all understanding will fill their lives and their house. In Jesus' name.
Vandag kyk ons na Nicola en Sophia met 'n gebed op ons lippe. Ons dank u vir twee volmaakte klein dogtertjies. Here, wandel saam met hulle op hulle lewenspad, of dit lank is of kort. Laat daar altyd 'n rusplekkie langs die pad wees, sodat u vrede hul siel sal verkwik vir die reis verder. As hulle eendag koud en buite staan, open 'n deur waar daar lig, warmte en beskerming sal wees. O Vader, in U hande gee ons Nicola en Sophia vir nou en altyd. Amen.
Ons net ons oë toemaak. Baie dankie, liewe Here, vir die wonderlike geleentheid wat ons vanoggend het om die tweeling aan U op te dra. Baie dankie vir die wonderwerk wat U laat gebeur het in hulle lewens, Here. U ondersteun ons elke dag as 'n gesin. En ons dankie daarvoor. Here, gaan met hulle deur hierdie lewenspad, sodat ons Christus naam wil. Amen.
Ek het 'n versie wat ek graag vir hulle wil gee. Mag God julle lewens met sy teenwoordigheid oorspoel, sodat daar nie een stukkie van jylle levens is wat nie deur Godse teenwoordigheid geraak word nie. God is so machtig en sterk, en juist met daardie krag werk hy ook in ons. Hy kan en het dinge vir ons gedoen waarvan ons nie eens kon droom nie. Ek wil net bid vir hulle, want dit was regtig 'n wonderwerk gewees. Liewe Here Jesus, ek sê vir u baie dankie vir hierdie twee pragtige dogtertjies wat u in ons lewe gebring het. Dankie dat u hulle beskerm het en dat u hulle gedra het terwyl hulle in die hospitaal was en dat u elke dag u hand oor hulle gehou het, Here. Ek sê vir u baie dankie dat hulle gesond geword het en sterk geword het en dat hulle gespaar is vir hulle mama en papa. Dankie vir die goeie ma en pa wat hulle gekry het, dat u hulle vir ons kinders gegee het, dat u hierdie plan gemaak het. Liewe Here, beskerm hulle elke tree wat hulle gee en help hulle op die pad wat vir hulle vorentoe lê, dat hulle nie hulle voet sal stamp enige plek waar hulle mag gaan nie. Dankie.
Here, ek dank nie dat ons net vir jou berggesin voor die kan bring, Vader, dat ons die bloed van Jesus oor hulle kan pleit, Here. Dankie net vir u beskerming, vir u salwing, vir u hand op hulle lewens, Here. En Here, dankie net vir die getuienis van Jesus, Here, wat die gees van profesie is, Here, op hulle lewens, dat u goedheid en guns met hulle sal wees al die dag van die lewe van hulle lewens in Jesus naam. En Here, ek voel net, Here, daar's so baie teenstand wat gekom het, Here, en ek voel net vandag sê dit is nou klaar. Net ek wil net aansluit met wat Anne-Marie gesê, dit is 'n nuwe seisoen. 'n Nuwe seisoen in julle lewens in die naam van Jesus. Amen. Halleluja. Baie dankie almal.